the CARE Act received royal assent on the 14th of May 2014. Part 1 of the new Act consolidates and modernises the framework of social care law. The CARE Act brings those funding their own care into the care system, with obligations on local authorities relating to information and advice, universal services, assessments and market shaping, among others, all applying to self-funders. It also sets out a new model for paying for care, putting in place a cap on the care costs which an individual is liable for. Importantly, the Act strengthens the rights and recognition of carers in the social care system, including, for the first time, giving carers a clear right to receive services. These are by far the strongest rights for carers yet. The CARE Act covers adult social care in England only. The Children and Families Act 2014 includes new duties for the assessment of young carers and parent carers of children under 18. Much of the practical detail is in the regulations and guidance accompanying the Act. A consultation on draft regulations and guidance will take place during the summer of 2014, and final regulations and guidance will be published in October 2014, ready for implementation in April 2015. Section 1 of the CARE Act establishes the well-being principle, an overarching approach that local authorities should take when exercising their responsibilities under the Act. Well-being covers a range of outcomes, such as physical and mental and emotional well-being. It also covers participation in work, education and training, and social and economic well-being. Section 2 of the Act places a new duty on local authorities to provide or arrange for services, facilities or resources which will prevent or delay the development of or reduce the needs for care and support of adults. The Act requires local authorities to provide information and advice relating to care and support locally. This section replaces and expands duties in Section 1 of the Chronically Sick and Disabled Persons Act 1970 by requiring local authorities to provide an information and advice service in relation to care and support for adults and support for carers. There are specific areas that the local authorities' commissioned information and advice services will have to cover, such as types of care and support. This information has been supplied by Carers UK. Find out more by going to carersuk.org.